Leftist presidential candidate Cornel West rejects Ukraine involvement. The Democratic Party is a party of war. By Hannah Blow on July 11, 2023. The Democratic Party is a party of war. Third-party presidential candidate Cornel West said in a social media post Monday, expressing his view on U.S. involvement in the Ukraine war. Let us not be deceived. NATO is an expanding instrument of U.S. global power that provoked Russia into a criminal invasion and occupation of Ukraine. West, who formally jumped into the presidential race in June under the People's Party, said in a lengthy social media post. Notably, he has since transitioned to the Green Party. His declaration came days after President Biden defended the decision to send cluster munitions to Ukraine. Watch, demonstration of the devastating cluster bombs Biden is sending to Ukraine. Deeming this a proxy war, West warned involvement could ultimately lead to World War III and called for it to end with diplomatic discussions. This proxy war between the American Empire and the Russian Federation could lead to World War III. We must stop the war and war crimes, including cluster bombs used by all parties, and embark on diplomatic talks that should lead to a just peace, West explained, quoting W.E.B. Du Bois. I seem to see outlined a third world war based on the suppression of Asia and the strangling of Russia. He quoted, asserting the Democratic Party is a party of war in Wall Street targeting Russia and China. Let us save our democracy and world by dismantling U.S. militarism at home. As in cop cities, and abroad, as Martin Luther King Jr. painfully reminded us. He added, using the hashtags #NATO and #ClusterBombs. Notably, ending war is one of the key tenets of the People's Party platform. Bring our troops home and invest those trillions of war dollars into American communities. Support veterans, stop all foreign military aid. Close the bases, disband NATO, and ban nuclear weapons globally, the party's website reads. Related Cornel West, Trump is a neo-fascist gangster, Biden is a neoliberal hypocrite. Last month, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admitted a fear of former President Donald Trump returning to the White House, essentially admitting he is far more comfortable begging for aid from the Biden administration. Video, Biden, we're sending cluster munitions to Ukraine because we are low on ammo they need and they're running out of ammo. President Biden is the president during a full-scale war and he has been more helpful to us than President Trump, Zelensky told the Wall Street Journal. In a situation like this, when there is support, you are afraid of changes, Zelensky added. Indeed, Trump has said he could end the Ukraine war in 24 hours and has said opposing Russia in Ukraine is not a vital American national strategic interest for the U.S. West's position puts him more in line with Trump as opposed to former Vice President Mike Pence, who has continued to defend his position of sending assistance to Ukraine. While he admitted it is not our war, Pence recently told Breitbart News Saturday that it is in the best interest of the U.S. to remain involved. But supporting the Ukrainian military to repel and defeat the Russian invasion is in the interest of the United States of America. And it's in the interest of freedom, Pence said, asserting that he ascribes to the Reagan doctrine. Pence also said U.S. involvement in the Ukraine war sends a message to other hostile countries, including China, who he said will think twice about Taiwan or moving on anything else in the Asia-Pacific.